When cancer tissue is removed from a patient, it's examined so doctors can form a diagnosis and treatment. Leftover tissue is often used for research. But an employee at the University of Washington Medical Center says in some cases, tissue was taken for research first. They say that may have hindered doctors' ability to diagnose some cancer patients. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Dr. David Lewin is the president of the American Society of Clinical Pathology. In his hospital, the policy is that when a surgeon removes cancer tissue from a patient, all of it goes directly to the pathology lab.
At our institution, we have the policy that everything that comes out comes through pathology, and so we get first crack at it. The clinical side comes first, and then we deal with the research side of things.
Lewin is based at the Medical University of South Carolina. The Joint Commission, which accredits hospitals and recently reaccredited the UW Medical Center, also requires that all tissues removed in surgery be submitted to the lab. The UW says it has the same policy. Lewin says pathologists need to see the entire tumor sample because they're giving surgeons feedback on two critical questions.
One is identification of the lesion. So have they taken out the appropriate tissue? And then the second question is a question of looking at the edges or the margins of it. Have they taken the entire tumor out?
If the margin's not intact, it's impossible to know for certain whether the whole tumor has been removed. After that analysis takes place, Lewin says leftover tissue can go to research. An employee at the University of Washington Medical Center who spoke to KUOW on the condition of anonymity says that hospital has not had a firm policy giving pathologists priority. Over the last 3 years, that employee says they saw dozens of cases in which tissues were taken for research before pathologists had a chance to examine them. In some cases, they say it may have affected patients' diagnoses. Last May, UW pathology professor Benjamin Hoke sent an email to colleagues in which he acknowledged ongoing challenges in this area. He said hospital leadership was working on rules giving pathology the first look at any clinical tissues before they're taken for research. Multiple employees at UW say the medical center has generally improved its practices around tissue collection in recent years by creating a tissue bank called Northwest Biotrust. They say it formalized and centralized the process. Linda Harrison coordinated research for the UW Department of Surgery from 2006 to 2015. She says Northwest Biotrust tried to foster better collaboration between the departments of surgery and pathology.
It's almost like the Brady Bunch bringing two families together and learning how to work together, but it's worked out.
But the new process may have had unintended consequences. Northwest Biotrust archives all the research tissue, which surgeons are supposed to buy back for use in their studies. Staff say some surgeons have resisted doing this because of the cost. Instead, they say those surgeons continued to acquire research tissue from patients in the course of surgery, as they did before Northwest Biotrust was created, circumventing pathologists and the tissue bank. Harrison says in her time at UW, she never saw tissue handled in a way that would hurt the patient's diagnosis or care. But she says the process was fairly informal.
I've never seen an instance where the clinical aspect has been affected by a patient being in a research study, but I could see how it could be possible.
She says if surgeons ever took tissue prematurely, it was probably more a result of bad communication with pathology.
Yeah, I think that there's a stereotype of cavalier rogue surgeons going out there and doing whatever they want because it's their world. And it makes me laugh because I can see how that stereotype exists. But realistically, I think they're altruistic too, and they want what's best for everybody. But without the right communication, you don't know that you might be interfering with somebody else's project.
Two UW employees who spoke to KUOW on condition of anonymity say the transition to Northwest Biotrust was chaotic, in part because the UW laid off someone who had established good communication.
Yeah, I kind of saw myself as a liaison between pathology, the researchers, and the surgeons, because I had to interact with all three because I was actually going into the OR to collect the tissue.
Claire Hager worked as a pathologist assistant at UW from 2011 to 2013. Her job was to make sure pathologists and then researchers got the tissues they needed. If there wasn't enough tissue, she had to tell researchers why they couldn't get what they wanted.
I was kind of like the voice for pathology, whether they could get it or not, and making sure that the specimen was handled properly.
But when Hager's position was eliminated in 2013, the two employees say the chain of custody for tissue specimens became less clear. They say those duties fell to less experienced pathology residents. Officials at the UW Medical Center declined to provide interviews for this story, but spokeswoman Susan Gregg said in a statement that the hospital already requires that all tissue removed for clinical purposes, that is, diagnosis or treatment, must go to pathology. She said each UW Medicine facility had its own policy for complying with this rule, and now one unifying policy is being finalized. The former research coordinator, Linda Harrison, now works at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. She says how any new procedures are implemented will be crucial.
You could tell people policies all day long. They're really not going to remember them unless you put them into practice, unless you have somebody actually showing you how it's supposed to be done. That's when it sticks in your head, and that's when you understand how it works.
In her written statement, Medical Center spokeswoman Susan Gregg says, quote, UW Medicine has addressed and corrected the issues involving the handling of clinical tissue specimens. We are strengthening our policies and providing ongoing education to our clinicians on requirements, unquote. She says they don't believe that patient care was compromised and have made these improvements to prevent similar issues from happening in the future. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.